Praise his name. You happy to be out tonight?
Amen.
And let's all stand if you like. Just bow our heads, we open the service. Father, truly we're from the depths of our heart, Lord, we're so appreciative. Father, that you give us another opportunity to gather, and Lord, and to draw strength and fellowship one from another. Lord, you supplied this little tabernacle, Lord, this little building, and we're so appreciative, Lord. Don't ever want to take anything for granted, but Lord, it's your grace and your mercy. And Father, Lord, we place that desire in our hearts to surrender to you, and Lord, long to live by every word. And Lord, truly, that's only comes from you. So we just pray, Father, tonight that you would just bless and touch everyone. Lord, and we open the service. May you just get the glory and honor and everything. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'd like to start turning our big books there, when we believe books, to page 107. That city where the Lamb is the light. What a day to look forward to, saints. There's a country far beyond the starry sky. Oh, there's a city where there never comes a night. Oh, if we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is the light.
Imagine.
saints. Amen. Page 94, just over one there. Is that meeting in the air? Amen.
You have heard of little Moses in the Torah. Oh, you have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the whale. Like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet him at that meeting in the end. Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the end. In that sweet, sweet by and by, I'm going over there in that hole beyond the sky. Oh, such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious, I do declare. And my own son will be leading one at that meeting in the end. Many things there will be missing in that meeting, for the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinner had refused to heed the call. There will be no mourning over wayward loved ones. Oh, there will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at the meeting. Amen. Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air. In that sweet, sweet by and by, I'm going to meet you over there in that hole beyond the singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own son will be leading once at that meeting in the end. There the doubters will be missing altogether. All the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no grumblers present to disturb us, and the Aikens will be busy from far away. There the saints will have a seal upon their forehead, all dressed in raiment none but ransom ones can wear. Amen. All who have the wedding garment will be present at that meeting in the air. Amen. Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air. In that sweet, sweet by and by. Amen. I'm going to meet you over there in that hole. Amen. Praise his name. Oh, such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's whole son will be leading one at that meeting in the end.
Amen. Amen. You have your place, saints. Are you? No, you're ready. Hallelujah. Oh, what you got to look forward to. Page 125, just a few pages over there. Herald the message of his coming. Amen. Praise his name.
We're looking for his coming in the clouds of heaven, coming back to earth to catch away his own. Then maybe and the midnight cry is given to go and reign with Christ on his throne. Amen. Oh, gladly may we hear the message of his blessed appearing. Soon he's coming in glory, hail to one and all. Oh, then awake ye saints of the Lord, why slumber with the mystery? Oh, but get ready for that final call. Amen. We're longing for the glory that awaits the faithful, who shall overcome and every conflict win. Press ever bravely onward. The prize is life eternal to all who win the fight over sin. Amen. Oh, gladly may we hear the message of his. Amen. Tell them all. To me coming in glory, held one and all. Open Savior, who hath promised life to all who trust his grace. His coming now is pending, the message being given, and soon we'll see our Lord face to face. Amen. Oh, gladly may we hear the message of his blessed appearing. Soon he's coming in glory, hail to one and all. Get ready for that final call. Oh, we see the signs appearing of his blessed coming. Lo, behold, the fig leaves now becoming green. The gospel of his kingdom has gone to every nation. Then to move through the end, can't you see? Amen. Oh, gladly may we hear the message of his blessed appearing. Soon he's coming in glory, hail to one and all. Then awake ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for that final call. Amen. Oh, gladly may we hear the message of his blessed appearing. Soon he's coming in glory, tell to one and all. Then awake ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for that final call. Amen. Amen. Oh, may you gladly tell all that you come in contact with. Hallelujah. He's coming, saints. Amen. Brother Hamilton, would you like to come up with an offering? Praise. Blessing, if you will.
Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us and what you've done for us in this service. And we give you all praise and glory for it. Lord, we pray you'll bless the service and bless us all. And pray your kingdom in Jesus' name, we pray.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, oh my life, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see him
look upon his face.
There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. As all past for my life, ever to rejoice. Amen. I may even want to see. Are you looking forward to that? Oh, what a day that's going to be, saints. Hallelujah. How many have requests? Something on your heart? Amen. Just hold it. Just bow our heads. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful and thankful for the opportunity we have to be here again this evening.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for to have you, Lord, to walk with us, Lord, each day and to guide us and direct us, Lord. And we pray tonight, Lord, and my God, it seems like the song service is out of end, Lord, that we can, my God, give our lives more to you, Lord,
amen.
More as a witness and more as a testimony.
Yes.
My God, in this hour of listening in, Lord, and help us to do so, Lord.
Yes.
Help us in our daily lives, Lord, as we go about our jobs, Lord, or on the streets or wherever we're at, Lord. My God, help us, Lord, to be a better, my God, witness and testimony for you, Lord. And my God, even our very presence, Lord, and my God, the people that feel the presence of your Holy Spirit. And pray tonight, Lord, for the needs of the people, Lord. Remember those that are sick and afflicted, Lord, and
yes.
My God, need a touch from you, Lord. We pray, Father, for them. You reach down and touch them, Lord. Remember Sister Mary on the left, Lord. Remember Brother Bobby Guy, say, Lord, and any others that might not be here tonight, Lord, because of sickness that is, reach down and touch them, Lord. We pray, Father, that you'll anoint thy word tonight as it comes forth from the lips of thy speaker, Lord. Thy God, may he speak, Lord, as the oracles of God. And the Lord, will you open our hearts, Lord, to receive your word, that it might bring forth fruit unto righteousness. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Do you have a song tonight, Karen? Okay, yes, you come.
Lord, when your precious word comes forth, and I see that I've come short, oh, such an urgency strikes down in my heart. When there's requirements to be met, and I haven't reached them yet, there comes a desperation, and I cry out, have mercy, Lord, on me. I'm opening up my heart to thee. Take your precious word and search through. If any flesh remains or any worldly thing, Lord, please take it out of me. I want nothing left but Jesus Christ. Then what I see is that new kingdom life. Oh, Lord, this is my prayer.
That you will keep me.
I open up my heart to you. Lord, your word knows every thought, and it searches out each heart. So there's nothing that I could ever hide from you. Lord, whatever you may see that needs taken out of me, I humbly ask that take your word. Lord, cut it out of me. I'm opening up my heart to thee. Take your precious word and search through me. If any flesh remains or any worldly thing, Lord, please take it out of me. I want nothing left but Jesus Christ. Then what I see is that new kingdom light. Oh Lord, this is my prayer,
that you will keep me there.
I open up my heart to you. I want nothing left but Jesus Christ. Then what I see is that new kingdom light. Oh Lord, this is my prayer,
that you will keep me there.
I open up my heart to you.
Open your heart to him, saints. Hallelujah. Let's all stand, if you will. Sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe.
Precious Lord, we are so thankful, Lord, for another opportunity to be able to come and to gather around your precious word. And Lord, we just humbly ask tonight that you'll speak to our hearts through these few scriptures and quotes we'll read, Lord, and renew our mind to. Lord, that through it, it would cause us to draw closer to you, Lord, and maybe walk a little closer, climb a little higher, Lord, that everything about us would be more like you. For Lord, that's the desire of our hearts, Lord, is to be truly conformed to the image of your Son. And Lord, we've just humbly come tonight, Lord, just to let you have your way now. And Lord, we commit the service into your hands and ask your blessings upon your precious word. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you happy?
Amen.
Amen. Happy to be out. I know there's quite a few of us missing, but you know, God brought each one of us that's here for a reason. Amen. Amen. He knew we'd be here tonight before there was a moon or a star, and he knew exactly what we was going to speak, and he knew why it was going to be spoke. And I just say, Lord, I'm here tonight. Lord, let me have my portion of the things we'll read. Amen. While you're standing, if you would like to, let's turn over to Hebrews. Read a familiar scripture here in the 5th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Amen. Just a small exhortation. I'll try not to hold you very long, but praying that through these precious words, some way it'll help us. Amen. Amen. Hebrews, the 5th chapter, and we'll read that 8th and 9th verse. And though he were a son, yet he learned to heed obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey. Amen. May the Lord bless you with his word, and you may be seated. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And you know, we suffer many things. Amen. We may go through many things. But I don't think any of us will ever go through what he went through that day going to the cross. You know, feeling the pain and everything that was around him. But yet God had seen it in his great mind that he would bear that out. And it had to work according to God's plan. But you know, I was just thinking about these things, and we're sent here for a purpose, saints. And we come here for a purpose. And God has preordered a people to be conformed to the image of his Son. And then thinking about this, and when we see that we're truly, we got to find that that's been our purpose in life. And then when I find out that's my true purpose, then I've got to make sure that I'm digging in with all that's in me and giving it my all to see that everything about me is conformed to match exactly what he wants it to be. Yeah. In the message, Letting Off Pressure, Brother Brandon was speaking here, and I just want to, he was talking about a gun that he had a shell made for it and it had blowed up. Now just read, we'll start here about paragraph 63, and this was preached January 13th, 1963. He says, but what was it? It was because the shell and a gun that it wasn't made for. And it built up pressure, and the gun had been made, and in this holder where the shell slipped in from the magazine into the barrel of the chamber, if that chamber had been made correctly, it would have held the pressure, and the pressure goes out this way, but instead it was loose. And that pressure, the shell being weaker than the barrel, of course, it blew this way and blew that gun back this way. And the barrel wasn't hurt, just blew it off. Of course, it completely tore everything from around it. It could not be used no more. But the hull was sticking in the barrel, see? Now, if it had been an overloaded shell, it would have bursted the barrel. But you see, here's the thickest part of the gun, and it blew back this way and knocked the lock loose. Now, if it had been built up as a Weatherby Magnum, it would have never blowed up. But it was trying to put something in something that didn't belong there. And that's the way a Christian experience. When people are trying to put a cold, formal confession into a powerful Pentecostal church, and then he backs up and he says, or experience, unless that person is built from the ground up, built up, born again, regenerated, impersonators of today going around trying to impersonate speaking in tongues, trying to impersonate this and impersonate that, the gifts, if they're not born again, and if they are born again, they cannot impersonate because they were built for those things. They're born, regenerated, remolded, not just something that's patched up, shook hands, and got emotion, and danced around the altar a few times and says, I got it. It's something that's been remolded and regenerated and become a new creature. And then it can stand the pressure of the persecution and the things that follows the spiritual life. And you've got to be made and built to stand the pressure. And only one thing can do that, and that's when you come into God's molding house and be torn down and rebuilt a new creature in Jesus Christ. And how each time we come in here, that's truly what the Word is doing. It's tearing us down. It's tearing out our own ideas, our thinking. We're human beings. We have ways we think about things. We, in this world we're raised up in, we're raised from children up through education. Everything we come through tells us one thing. We're taught that men and women are equal. We're taught that, you know, the woman's just got as much say as the man. We're taught all of these things that's contrary to God's word. That's one example. Many examples we're taught in life as we grow up. Maybe somebody told us the word said this, but oh, it's okay to do that over there. All of these things that we are built up around and learn and knowledge. This person said that and this person said that. But there's only one true place to come back to, and that's God's precious word. And we must be torn down completely till there's nothing left. As we spoke a few services ago about Paul, we must come to that place where there's nothing left of us. Paul had to be stripped of everything that was Paul till Jesus Christ could be the center of his life, the center of everything he'd done. Every action, it matched God's word. It wasn't today it was over here and tomorrow it was over there, but it matched God's word to a T right down the center of the line. Here in the message, identification. Brother Branham speaking, this was preached in 1963, January 23rd. And he says, he's speaking to Jesus. He says, now remember, after Jesus doing this, when nobody else could do it, we are invited. Now, church, think of this just a minute. We're invited to shape our character to his by his grace. We're invited, think of it, become characters like his. When we're ready to lay our character down and the molding that we had, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are trying to do right, having a form of godliness and denying the power of the word. How can God come into a place like that when they deny the word, when he watches over his word to vindicate it, to make it come to pass when the word is pushed out? How can he identify himself with something like that? And we must always keep in mind, like even the messages our brother was, as he was speaking Sunday morning, And for, he used some examples of the skirts and women dressing. Let's say women dressing immodest. And he used about raising children. How we must make sure in our own mind we've been taught this is okay for it to be done this way. I can do it like this because Dr. So-and-so said in some book, that's how we do it. And Brother So-and-so, who's well-renowned in this message, said this is okay. But what God is trying to show us is we must strip our minds of anything in the way we think of things. That's just two examples. There's many things in God's Word. We must lose what we feel about it, the way we've been taught, the way we've been raised, the things we as human beings we want to hold on to, and go back to God's Word and let Him mold in us the character that He put forth in this book right here. It's got to be molded 100% back to that. It can't be today I believe this word and tomorrow I'm not going to do that because I don't believe that word's that important. But for it to work out exactly right, it's got to be the right shell. Just as that shell was being chambered for that gun, it couldn't stand it. It blew out because it was the wrong. It didn't fit. But if we let Jesus Christ come in and truly mold us, if we'll take this precious word and take it just the way He said it and let it mold us, it'll build up in us that when the tests and the trials come upon us, the things that we may suffer in this life, the hardships that we may go through where God is trying to prove that He has the preeminence, the control, the leading in our hearts and in our lives, it'll work 100% exactly the way God wants it to work. And it'll bear out that it was done exactly right. He says we've got to take the entire full gospel. We must. Now, being that we've identified ourselves as full gospel people, let's mold our character. We're invited to be molded in His image, that we might reflect His presence. And the works that I do, shall you do also. The life that I live, so shall you. We're invited by God to take Him as an example and let our character be molded like His. What a thing. My, He says. And this is His character. Everything in here is His character. The long-suffering, the patience, the kindness, the joy, the peace. And oh, how it... we should have such a peace in our hearts and such a joy. And how it should, though I may suffer many things, there should still be a happiness in my heart for what God is doing for me. I may go through many tough, rough, rocky roads, but I can't let the devil steal the joy of my salvation from me. We must make sure that keep God first. Yes, we're going to face many tough trials. But our Lord never once gave up. He passed through it all. That character that was so molded that we're to be like. Amen. Here in the message, the Sumerian Church Age, this is on in the new Church Age book that we have there, brother gave us. It's on page, we'll start about page 126. Brother Branham had read the scripture that we read when we opened. Though we were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he become an author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey him. In plain language, the very character of Jesus was perfected by suffering. And according to Paul, he has left his church a measure of suffering that they too, by their faith in God, while suffering for him, would come to a place of perfection. Why did he want this? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And how we should count it with great joy when we see situations arise that places us in that category to see if that shell is going to fire correctly and the barrel is going to hold the combustion, or is it going to blow apart on us? And how many situations come, and how I ought to thank God for those situations that test. It might be I might be a wife and my husband comes home in a foul mood. And it might be to see, am I going to be that sweet, loving wife that's there when he comes in like that? I might be a husband that tells my wife to do something. And my wife just flat rebels against me, doesn't want to do it, raises up. Am I going to be a husband and a man after God's own heart and handle it with the word? Or am I just going to be somebody that blows it up the other direction and God gets no glory out of it in any way? We must, every word of God has got to become to a serious spot in our life. This is why we're here. This is what we're sent. Everyday living. It's not just about coming to church and having great shouting services and being seen, dressing like a lady, wearing clothes and looking right. It's about God having the full preeminence in our life. And every day, every action that we make must declare Him. And many of these things that we suffer, sometimes we complain because, oh, my husband, maybe he ain't as smart as I think. I'm smarter than he is. He should be listening to me. I'm this and I'm that. Maybe we go the other way. I can't believe how dumb my wife is sometimes. And we've heard people say that in the past and downgrade their wives. But it's got to come back to every word of God being truth and living through a people to where husband and wives live in true harmony, a true joy in their life and love one for another, a family being raised in the admonition of the Lord. And we've got to bring all of this word has got to come back and be applied in our hearts and in our lives exactly. Yes, we're going to face situations. Our children ain't going to want to do this, something we tell them. We're going to have all of these situations. The Bible says a man's foes will be those of his own household. Our tests and our trials will come. We're going to face many things, but God has given us everything we need to be prepared and to be able to stand exactly the way He wants us to stand and to face and win every battle. The battles may not come in great big things out here where everybody's seeing them, but it's overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, seeing that life confirmed and manifested through each one of us as it comes. And it's everywhere, not just a few things that I've mentioned. But we've got to look back in here and see what I'm lacking, see where I'm missing the mark. He says, why does he, in Romans 8, he goes on, he says, if the children heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. You have to suffer to reign. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Character is a victory, not a gift. A man without character can't reign because power apart from character is satanic. But power with character is fit to rule. And since he wants us to share even his throne on the same basis that he overcome and is set down in his Father's throne, that we have to overcome to sit with him. And the little temporary sufferings that we go through now is not worthy to be compared to the tremendous glory that will be revealed in us when he comes. Oh, what treasures are laid up for those who are willing to enter into his kingdom through much tribulation. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that are to try you. This is what Peter said in 1 Peter 4:12. It's strange that God wants us to develop a Christ-like character that comes through suffering. And no, sir, we all have trials. We're all tried and chastened as sons. Not one but goes through that the church that is not suffering and is not being tried hasn't got it. It isn't of God. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. And how we can see that all of these trials that we're faced with, a trial for me may not be a trial for you. A trial you're facing may not be a trial for me. But God lets everything come to show us exactly where we need to be strengthened, where we need to be stronger. He lets it happen. Why? To build the character in us to withstand the problems and things we face. God knows exactly where we're headed and where we're coming from and where he's trying to take us. And he knows exactly the shape that we must be in before that day comes of the catching away. He knows what we're going to have to stand through. He knows what we're going to have to walk through. He knows how we're going to have to face everything. But through it all, his character is going to be molded in us, that through every test and every trial that we face, he will be glorified. It will be to his glory and his honor that our life will be a true reflection of this right here. Not a mockery of it every day. I claim to believe this, but my life can't live what's written in these precious words. It's got to come that each one of us has got to come to that space. Individuals, it's not a church affair. You may say, my daddy doesn't do it. My mommy doesn't do it. It doesn't matter. It's come down to each one of us. The children's got it responsible for it. The father's responsible for it. The wife's responsible for it. Before God, as individuals, we're responsible to see that the character that he left is molded and living out through us 100% to his glory and to his honor. But you know, sometimes we get despondent. Oh, I can't believe the things I'm having to go through. I can't believe the burdens that I'm having to bear. But oh my, if we could once get a glimpse of what Jesus Christ went through and it held all the way through. Look at the things that Paul suffered and the Holy Spirit held him true, made it work out exactly the way God wanted it to be. This is in the message, A World Falling Apart, a very familiar little something we've read many times, but just wanted to bring it back to our attention. This was in The World Was Falling Apart, November 15, 63. And here on paragraph 157, we'll back up here. It was where the gentleman came to buy the slave. And he says, one day this broker came by looking at this bunch of slaves, this paragraph 157, and he noticed that there was some of those young slaves out there. But there was one of the young slaves out there, they didn't have to whip him. He had his chest out, his chin up, and he walked around. He was right on the spot, and the broker said, say, I want to buy that one. The owner said, but he's not for sale. Said, why? Said, I have to keep him. He said, he must be the boss over the rest of him. He said, no, he ain't no boss. He said, well, maybe you feed him better. Said, no, they all eat here in the galley together. He said, what makes him so different from the rest of those slaves? He said, I often wondered that myself till one day I found out. Said, over in a homeland where he come from, his father is the king of a tribe. And though he is an alien, still he knows he's a king's son and he conducts himself like one. Oh, if we are sons and daughters of the king of kings, let us conduct our characters as Christians. That's right. Yes, we are aliens. We're pilgrims and strangers here. This is not our world. We're seeking a kingdom that is to come. This is not our home. Though we be tossed about and made fun of by the world and called this, that, and the other, and old-fashioned, and all like that, what do you care? You don't want to be patting yourself after some kind of a movie star or some television star or something. You're a daughter of God, a son of God. Let's act like God. We are the children of God. We know we are sons and daughters of the King. Let our character reflect his presence, no matter how rough it gets. And the reason I read that, I want you to stop and think how we've seen in the past. Many people tried to live this life of trying to be a Christian. But oh my, there were so many things. When the pastor come around, it was just like this. They did it one way. When the pastor wasn't around to see, it was done a different way. When they come to church, it looked all like this. But when nobody was around to see them, they was into that and into this. But I want you to think about this little slave. He never one time let down his guard and changed his attitude. Not one time did he grumble about having to eat in the galley with the rest of them, even though he knew. Because there was something in him that he conducted himself because he knew he was the son of the king. And I wonder tonight if we can truly hold our heads up and conduct everything that we do with a decision in our heart, knowing that no matter where I am, I know that I am a child of the King and my character must represent Jesus Christ 100%. The actions that express from me, the thoughts I think, the words I speak, the places I go and the things that I do, would I be proud to know Jesus Christ was sitting right there with me because he is? Would I be proud for him to be in my home? Would I be proud and be able to say, I know he sees the character that's molded in me at all times. He sees me when it's just my husband and my wife together. He sees us. He sees us when it's just the mom and dad ain't around and the kids are out. He sees you. He knows. But do we conduct ourselves that he is watching us every day and every moment of our life? Or do we let our character down just a little bit when somebody else ain't around to try to impress? But we must make sure that we're impressing one person, Jesus Christ, the one that sent us, the one that's here to require of us that this life be lived out through us. We must make sure that we're always mindful of what we've been sent for. We can't be like other people and just this way and that way. But oh my, we go through many things, but we must hold our heads up and always remember where I come from and where I'm going. Though the road may be rough and rocky, may I remember Jesus Christ is in control. Amen. And make sure that everything that I'm doing, I'm honoring him with every breath I breathe. Amen. This is in the message, the masterpiece. Brother Branham was praying. And just want to read his prayer here for a moment. He says, Lord Jesus, thou fountain, inexhaustible fountain of life, flow through us today. Lord, cleanse us from all unbelief and all sin, that we might stand in thy presence now, knowing that there is need among us, that we know that we are not worthy of any blessing. But when we think of him who came and took our sins, and then when his blood is there, it's not us in the presence of God, it's him. It's just our voice through his blood. His blood is speaking. Oh God, cleanse our hearts from sin and unbelief. Give us the desires of our heart, for we truly have these desires to serve you. In these weakening conditions and afflictions and things of the world that's put upon us sometime to perfect us, we've been told that. Then he said, think it not strange that these trials come. They're only working out for our good to perfect us and to bring us into that place. These great deserts of experience where righteous men were molded into saints, We thank thee for these experiences, Lord, and we would no mean, no wise want to do anything contrary to your will. But we pray, Father, that in this we'll be brought closer to you. And when the burdens are so heavy we can't go no further, then we raise our hands and scream to our Father, then hear from heaven, Lord. Heal us and make us well for the kingdom of God's sake. And I just think of that. Many times we go through many things, and sometimes we fail to realize why maybe we're having to go through what we're going through. Sometimes when we can only focus on our situation at hand. We can only see what's taking place around us right at the very moment. But God's got, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He saw the end from the beginning. He knows exactly why he's pushing and what why we're going through some of the things we may have to go through. But he's testing us. He's trying us to prove us out that every word that he said in here will live out through that little bride. She will be in perfection. There won't be one thing lacking. She'll be without spot or blemish, standing in his righteousness. Because of what we've done, no. Because he predestinated a people to be conformed to his image. When he picked up a lump of clay, a potter picks up a lump of clay and he's getting ready to make whatever he's making. He knows, a master potter knows exactly how much water to put in the clay. He knows exactly how to start, and when he places it on the wheel, he knows the exact speed that he wants that wheel to turn at. He knows the exact pressure to place on it. And the great potter's got each and every one of us in his hands. There's not one thing we're facing that he doesn't know about. There's not one trial that we've had. There's not one place we've stumbled. Not one place that we've had to pick ourselves back up from that he didn't see. And he knew. And he's worked out another imperfection. He's worked out another spot in our hearts and in our lives. Why? To make us a people that can stand in his image with his character. All saints, he's working on us still. Making us, molding us to exactly what he wants to be. But thank God for every test and trial you go through, and suffer with patience and loving him, letting him know that, Lord, don't take it from me, but Lord, help me to go through it, oh God, that it would bring perfection in you. All saints, we must yield ourselves to him more. We come in here to be broke down, to be molded, to be formed to his image. That's why we're here. And we should come with that prayer every time. Lord, mold me greater into your image. Take from me, Lord, my thoughts, my human imaginations and reasonings of why I think I can do this or I can be that type of a person. But let me be molded exactly to what this word says I have to be. Oh, I pray that's the desire of every heart. I pray that's what's burning in our hearts. But remember, as we face these things, there ought to be a joy in our heart. Thank you, Lord, for my trials. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that comes every day. Maybe I need money. I don't have the money that I need. Don't worry about it. Just thank God and keep praising him as you walk through the life. Watch God provide. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's a healing. Maybe you need something else. Whatever it is, if you'll just keep praising God and keep moving forward, God will meet the need. But oh my, don't be like a pouty little servant or sit around and feel in your heart that, oh, this isn't for me. I don't know if I can make it. I don't know. If God's brought you to it, he'll take you through it. And if there's a desire burning in your heart to see every word made alive and come forth, you give it to God and watch him. That's the time we need to cry out to him. Lord, I can't do this in myself, but I know you're able, and he can take the situation and he will do it for you. And you watch the character that's molded into our hearts and lives through those situations. You sisters can come to the instruments. But oh my, think about it, saints. We're being molded. We're being formed exactly what he wants us to be. Nothing of ourselves left. It's all got to be worked out. Amen. He's bringing us to it. In the message identification, preached February 16, 1964. He says, I just wonder today if we couldn't look in the Bible and say, that's me. As we wonder which character in the Bible would we look like. And let's just take that for a little text now. The Bible, would we look, little text, and stay with it for a while, and we look into God's Word. Let's identify ourselves, for he give others there for examples of what we are. Now remember, God takes his Spirit, but never, let me drop down. He says, our character molds us to the image of what we are, our character of life that's in us. If you take a germ of life, when it's a germ of a bird, it'll produce a bird. And if a germ of a weed, it'll produce a weed. A germ of corn, it'll produce corn, see? The life that's in it molds the character of it. And we find the same thing like the life of a cancer. See, germ cancer, it's an evil life. A life of a tumor would mold a tumor and so forth, you see. But we, our characters is molded by what's on the inside of us. And our outside only expresses what's on the inside. When we are, how we walk, no matter what we say, our life speaks louder than our words does. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to look into here and look at the examples that we've been given. Can I compare? Does my life match the character that was produced through that Bible? And if it's not matching up, now's my time to let the Word mold me, to break me and tear me down, and to get to the place that God wants me to be, that He can build me up and make me exactly what I need to be. But we can't do it in ourselves, and we can try. It'll never work, but it's got to be God that does it for you. But He will if you'll give Him your life. If you'll just yield to Him and let Him have His way, He'll bring it to pass exactly the way He wants it to be. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. A very few simple words, saints. I'm not a great speaker, but I pray that some way God can take His precious word and help some one of us. If it helps me, if it helps you, God's word is inspired, and it's not left here to just take up space. We're not here just to fill a service. But God's got a reason for everything and every step we take. And I pray, Lord, every step I take, may it be that I'm drawing closer to You. Amen. I thank God for the many times I've seen Him break me down, tear me down, to build me back up in a way that He wants me to be. And oh, sometimes it ain't easy, sometimes it ain't joyous, but God knows what's best. And oh my, I thank Him for the rough places. Amen. Thank Him for everything He's done. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. I've got so much to thank Him for. And I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. For He has been so good to me, and when I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. And I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. For He has been so good to me, and when I think of what He's done and where brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Amen. Do you got a lot to thank Him for? Amen. I thank Him so much every day for all that He's done for us. Amen. And when I can see what He's continuing to do and lead us and to guide us, I'm just so appreciative for what God has done for us. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are just thankful that we was able to be here this evening. And Lord, I just pray that some way, Lord, Your precious word that we've read was able to help someone. Yeah. Lord, it's sometimes maybe we bring things, Lord, we read things that we don't understand why we maybe feel led to read it. But Lord, You're ever mindful of each and every one of us. And Lord, if one line meant something to someone, Lord, then it's worth it all. For Lord, we're here, each one of us growing as calves in the stall. Lord, each one of us, someone may be higher on the ladder than I am, Lord. But Lord, I'm still climbing, and Lord, I need every word that You can give me. And Lord, as we press towards that mark of the prize of the high calling, Lord, we're growing. And Lord, we just pray that You'll continue to feed us. Lord, You know what each one of us have need of. Lord, You know every circumstance we're going through. Lord, You know everything there is to know. And Lord, as the word comes, Lord, maybe sometimes it comes and we don't, you know, Lord, maybe I agree with that. I believe that. But Lord, maybe for someone else, there just wasn't strong steadfastness. But Lord, You know how to bring it. And Lord, You're watching over Your little flock. You are the great shepherd. And Lord, it's not the 99 that's in the fold. But Lord, sometimes it's just that one little sheep that had a need, Lord, or was pulling on You for more understanding of a certain thing. That, Lord, words come. And we're thankful, Lord, that You're ever mindful of us. And, Lord, we just pray that You'll bring us back if You should tarry at the next appointed time. And, Lord, whatever the words You would have for us, may we be hungry. May we be pulling on You, Lord, crying out for revelation. And Lord, we pray that you'll strengthen our pastor and bless him. And Lord, lay upon his heart those things that you know that we have need of. Lord, for in himself he can do nothing. But Lord, you can guide him to the right page, the book to read, this quote, the message to go back to. That Lord, that will continue to help each one of us grow a little closer to you. For Lord, this is where you placed us, Lord, with brothers and sisters that we stand with. Lord, we gather in here as a family, as part of that great family of God. And Lord, we uphold each other in prayer, and we pray for one another. And Lord, I pray that as I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, that they're praying for me. Lord, that we would each one find that place exactly where you want us to stand. Lord, it don't matter how long we've been in this message or how little we've been in this message. Lord, we're all responsible for the things that we hear, and we only know that you are the only one, Lord, that can retake us to those higher heights in you. And Lord, we humbly yield ourselves to thee, Lord, and just ask, Lord, here's my cup. Fill it up, Lord. And oh, let me stand exactly where you want me to stand, Lord. Father, we thank you for everything. Bless those that couldn't be here tonight, Lord. Strengthen them and meet the needs. And Lord, bring us back if you should tarry the next appointed time, and we'll never fail to thank you and give you the glory and the honor for it. In the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. I'll say amen to Jesus as we go. I'll say amen to Jesus. Amen all the time. Amen in sorrow. Amen rain or shine. It's yes to Jesus.